This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome.
Arvind Viraj.
And Christine Wong.
We've been asking you this question. What has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? We had some feedback via WhatsApp, via Twitter, and via Instagram. If you'd still like to take part in that, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We are almost at the end of the show, of course. But one of the big things that we have been doing all the way through this crisis, right from the beginning, is trying to find ways in which we can help smaller businesses and help smaller SMEs get up that food chain and keep with the sales and start, you know, getting profit coming in and making sure that they are stable. It's not just us. A whole bunch of people have helped out in one way or another. Lazada, of course, are now helping out as well. What they've decided to do is to help bring prawn farmers online. Now, they're helping local agricultural-based SMEs bounce back to accelerate e-grocery adoption. Join the MCO, of course. At the beginning, it was very difficult to buy some of these groceries. Now that seems to have kind of leveled off, and it's fairly easy now to buy groceries online. But what they've decided to do is to help. They're stepping up efforts with a prawn farmers initiative and helping agricultural-based industries bounce back by bringing local prawn farmers online for the Lazada 7-7 mid-year super sale. And so for the first time, local prawns from Selangor were featured in a dedicated live streaming session at midnight, offering fresh prawns directly from sea to homes. So what happened is they received word that prawn farmers were unable to sell their daily catch, and they reached out to Earwin Prawn. They're a local prawn distributor that works directly with local prawn farmers to bring export quality and antibiotic-free black tiger prawns onto the platform. Lazada worked to create special marketing promotions and a dedicated delivery service to kickstart sales during the campaign. They teamed up with the KOL, Abang Brian, of course. He's one of the guys from, calls himself Brian MasterChef, from an auditor to a man in an apron. MasterChef Malaysia's Abang Brian, of course, was cooking and doing all of that kind of stuff. You know, I think it's a wonderful initiative to try and get these smaller businesses online onto a bigger platform, especially on a day like today when we know that there's a lot of eyes on Lazada, you know, checking out all kinds of stuff. Until today, I did not realize you can now buy fresh prawns there.
Does this mean that we've missed the live streaming session, though?
I'm not sure. Because what they were saying is it launched at midnight on 7-7. So I'm assuming that was last night at midnight. Yep. So we've probably missed it. I would have liked to have seen that.
I would like to see some of the recipes that Abang Brian, you know, created with these shrimp. Shrimp stars, I guess.
Yes.
Shrimp
stars.
The shrimp stars, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I should say
the other one.
The other version of that. I think it's a bit too close to a different term.
It is a little bit. But of course, what happened is they had an oversupply of prawns due to COVID-19 pandemic. And it would have been a waste to get rid of that harvest. Yeah. So finding a way of getting that those prawns sold, great idea. Well done to Lazada. Kudos for this.
Yeah. I mean, we've spoken like so many times during the MCO about how, online platforms were like a lifeline for a lot of people. And without online platforms, without like an online presence, they wouldn't have any business. Like, how else would you reach people who are at home, who can't come out, and you can't come out to do business? So it's literally shown that, you know, we keep bringing up, you know, how brick and mortar is needs to balance itself with online. If anything, the last 4 months have sort of proven that, you definitely cannot survive without being on some kind of online platform.
I mean, if you look back to March when they helped farmers from the Cameron Highlands start their e-commerce journey, fresh vegetables that would have probably been dumped due to supply chain issues during the MCO. You know, it's really, really helped a whole bunch of SMEs. And so well done, Lazada. Happy about that.
I think it's fantastic that Lazada is reaching out to these smaller enterprises and that they're helping the community instead of being selfish.
That was a good setup, Chris. Yep. Well done. Yep. Yeah.
Good setup.
On that note, it's time for us to wrap up and crawl back into our very own shells. You have been listening, of course, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We started off with that question of what has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? Chris, what did we learn?
So we were talking about, are you ready for the next big shock? Basically, it's just to put a system in place that can make you move fast and move flexible. And we also spoke to Anita Lawrence, founder of Exceed Excellence, and Michelle Lim, president and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, all about that.
Then we spoke about online shopping loans and how they are the new byproduct of the pandemic. I mean, they've been around for a long time, but now they're seeing a surge in demand. Mm.
Then, of course, we wrapped up with that story about Lazada Malaysia, how they're bringing prawn farmers online and continuing to help the local agricultural-based SMEs bounce back and accelerate e-groceries. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Amidst the volatility in the markets and the gloomy long-term outlook for the oil and gas industry, Reservoir Link is making a bold move in listing on the ACE market this month. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Tian Tiet Chai, the executive director, on their rationale for the IPO and how they plan to navigate the uncertainty in oil markets. It's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll have some music to take us into the break. It is The Raconteurs with Help Me Stranger. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Nuvaraj and Christian Wong, we'll see you tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.